Welcome back to Trash Rehash, the podcast. I'm Leah.
And I'm Brazy, and we're back to rehash Real Housewives of New York. I was just laughing before we started because I was just thinking about how funny these women are and how they are just feeding us this season. We have a new episode tonight, but I like really still wanted to talk about this episode. So I'm excited to be here.
Same.
We love a girl strip, and the last episode I had no idea where they were at, and I decided to look it up this time, and it's Anguilla. I'm probably pronouncing that wrong. It's in the Caribbean Sea. I'm over here, I have it looked up, and it's like 7 hours from Louisville, so from me, to get there. So okay, not bad. I mean, look, Sai hooked them up. Like, no one's complaining about how perfect, and this is a real vacation. There's drama, which I love, but no one can say she's not giving a great girls trip, like hosts.
Yeah, no, she went all out for this trip, and I love it.
So I do want to talk about this this coach, like sitting in coach thing, and everyone was like talking about the little clip going around where they're in the car ride going to dinner, and Aaron says like the little joke about like it's just like sitting in coach, and Jenna claps back with, you know, like something that you're used to. Like, this is like people are complaining about like either side, whatever, but like this is like what we want. Like, I just love that both women are able to do that. It wouldn't be fun if it was just one-sided. But like, I don't feel like Jenna's getting ganged up on. I think Jenna can hold her own. I feel like there's a lot of conversation around like if Jenna's being like ganged up on, but I think Jenna can very well hold her own.
Oh, for sure. I think anyone here really can, you know, go toe to toe with anyone or multiple people at a time.
But we get a nice dinner on the beach. Uba opens up about her mom, and it was so sweet, like with the lamp. It made me, Uba is just in the running of my favorite Jessels as well. But Uba is, you know, saying that the Jessel needs to do the PR for Africa. Like, I just love Uba, her energy and her heart. She's just real. And it just shows when the whole Aaron and Bryn situation is like brought up, you know, like Uba says to Sai, would she be mad if that was said to David? And she's like, no, I wouldn't. She's like, I'm the wrong person to ask. And it's like, come on, like, don't bullshit. Like, it would annoy you a little bit. I just like that she was being real about it.
Yeah, I mean, maybe on a given day she wouldn't care, but at your anniversary party, like, come on, you would have an issue. I don't care how much you say you won't, you'd have a little bit of an issue. And I love that Uba, you know, is kind of not letting Bryn just get away with it, because that's just what Bryn does, you know?
Yeah. I also love how this was brought up, because Jessel was saying about dress swapping with Jenna, not wife swapping, like not to get it confused, like it's not wife swapping, but like dress swapping. And but then, it's funny because what is her name? I'm like blanking on her name. Bren like made it even more obvious. I'm like, oh, don't bring that up. Just drop it. Just drop it. It's like, girl, it was not that big of a deal. What did you think about Bren's apology to Aaron?
I don't know. I'm gonna try to give her the benefit of the doubt, but I could see this, happening again, because I just think that's how Brynn is. And I don't know. What about you?
I mean, it's I sided with Aaron in the fact that it was wild that Bryn was apologizing about saying that the party was boring when you know that she was most upset because you were flirting with her husband and talking about them getting a divorce at their anniversary party. So that's what you were upset about. Oops, sorry, my mic just did a weird thing, but it just connected again. But that's what she was upset about. Like, don't act like it was
Well, and I
didn't
felt like,
apology from her. Like, that was the other thing that was like, okay, but you admitted that you did flirt, so why are you?
well, I feel like it would have been one thing if like Erin was there and like she was in on the joke too, but when you're kind of going behind Erin's back, I think that's where she felt a little more like blindsided or like attacked by it. I don't know. It was like a weird apology. And again, I think this whole thing has been completely blown out of proportion. But I also think an apology could have been said a long time ago.
Yeah, I feel like if she just would have cut out, like, not even bring up. I mean, you can bring up, you can apologize for saying that the party was boring and that you were saying that just to get back at her and just to be nasty to hurt her feelings, because that's what she said and that's what she meant. And I believe that. But like, this whole she's only really mad about the stuff with her husband. Like, come on. But to the audacity to be like, okay, well, what about, are you not going to apologize to me for accusing me of such horrible things? It's like, you did that
Did that though,
though. And
yeah.
it's like, what, no one's saying that you were going after her husband. It was just that what you said, you said you crossed the line, you admitted to it. Like, no one's saying that you're a harlot. No one's saying that
Well,
you're like a
no one
husband
thought you were gonna start
killer.
making out with him or
Right.
whatever. You know what I mean? They just was your comments were
Just kind of
not
icky and
cool.
inappropriate and not the right time. And we didn't like it. She didn't like it.
Well, and someone could have apologized to Brynn if she never said that stuff, but like literally roll the tape and you can see that yes, all those things were said. So no
Yeah.
one deserves you or deserves to apologize to you.
Yeah. My favorite part though of all this was when Sai started ordering food and Bryn was like, no, we're gonna finish the conversation. And then she still ordered her food and then everyone else started ordering food. It was so funny. It's like, no, I'm gonna, if I want to order food, I'm sorry, I'm an adult. You're not
You're at
my,
dinner. You're at dinner, you know.
and it's like you're not my mom. Like, I could do
Exactly.
whatever I want. Like, I thought it was so funny. And it's like the ongoing theme of Sai constantly eating and constantly being hungry. But whatever, she's hosting and she's eating and she's making sure everyone else eats. Now everyone can see what she expects. So funny. But there was also the conversation of Jenna versus the women, about her flying coach, about her real name being Judith. I think that they're reaching with the examples that they're choosing of how she doesn't open up, but they are true in the fact that, yeah, we feel like you don't really open up about like your girlfriend, like the breakup, like that's good. But like this, the Judah thing, I mean, like, yeah, it is weird that they didn't know, but it's not, I don't
It's
know, it's just a little too much.
the way that they're getting angry about it versus being like shit, Jenna, like you can trust us, like why don't you feel comfortable enough to like talk to us? Like we want to know more about you, but it's the getting angry about it, which is just like weird to
Yeah.
me.
It's not like she's lying or anything. She's just, whatever. It's weird. But I feel like she handled it well. I was sad that she started to cry, but it makes a lot of sense that her with her mom having Asperger's and how she was raised, how she handles everything.
Oh, yeah.
And I love how she said, and maybe we should stop assuming and just start asking me questions and not just assuming things about me. But then they're like, yeah, well, we don't really know much about everyone here. Like there's still, I'm still getting to know like you, Jessel. Like, what's your story? And Jessel goes through her story and she says it was brutal. A lot of things were brutal. Her family came from Kenya, blah, blah, blah. Talks about her cousins, talks about everyone. Everyone. We all have been there, like with our friends that have done that. And we probably
Well,
have been the friend doing some
and
oversharing
see,
and
that's what cracks me up about Jocelyn, though, is that the self-awareness, like it just cracks me up. And she's just going on and on. No one is following this story because it's all over the place. But it was fun. It was a comedic moment for me, for sure.
it was so funny. Everyone's confessional about it.
They're like
So great.
they're just so brutal about it, which is just ridiculous too. I know she didn't personally, or she didn't open up about herself exactly, but they're giving her shit for talking too much about her backstory, which is like what
Yeah.
they wanted. Jessel cannot win in any of these situations.
Ever, ever. It's hilarious. I mean, they're talking about her accent. They're talking about how they're still basically she's giving the backstory, and they're still saying like, yeah, no, you still were like spoon fed or whatever as a kid. Like, you still got everything you needed. You didn't really struggle, is what they keep trying to tell her. I think the last thing I really have about the dinner was when they're leaving, and Uba says that when she was in the airport, they asked if she had any liquids, and she said, no, just this wop.
See, in this scene is where Aaron took a huge nosedive for
Oh,
me. Like, girl,
nose time.
which, not to bring politics, but this brings out the Republican in her where she got too much, too critical of it. Aaron, it's a great song. Just shut up, okay?
Oh my God, it's so funny. Like, girl, she doesn't understand what's so confusing. She's like, it's so confusing. Like, wet ass pussy. Like, why is my ass wet? And why is that involved? It's like, no, you never mind. And she's talking about how she's only 35. She's the youngest one on this cast. And you don't even know WAP. And
Right?
then when you hear about it, you thought it was white ass pussy. That's what you thought you heard. LOL. But for her to say it's disgusting, girl. Like, you don't get it. You just don't understand. You just don't get it. You never
Which is just,
will.
yeah. And it's a shame because that song's a banger.
It is a banger.
Yeah, like,
A
girl,
bucket and a mop.
now you're like the Debbie Downer of the group.
I know, like, this is something that an old Roni Ramona would have said. Ramona would have been like, even though she is a hypocrite because she is totally into others, like we'll talk about other sexual things, but they'll be like, oh, that's like really gross because that's like overboard. It's like, no, you're just being a prude and you're being judgy and a hypocrite. But it's not confusing. It's not disgusting. Ass is not involved. It's wet ass pussy. That the pussy's wet. Come on, really wet. Come on, get a bucket and a mop. That's what you got to listen to the song, and you'll understand, and then you can talk about it. But then she'll be like, "Oh, this is just even. What's going on with the world today,
Like,
the
have a little
music?
fun. Come on.
Yeah, just have some fun. You know, like a hot girl anthem.
Yeah,
It's
exactly.
for all of us, you know. Anyway, I do have to say I kind of like how the dynamics are in this friend group with like you have Jessel and Uba rehashing the next morning after the dinner, and it's funny because they're like, if I were Jenna, I would have thrown my food, you know, I would have been so mad. And like just their reads on stuff and how they felt like Bryn was ridiculous. I really agree a lot with their reads, more so than the other women. And I think that they'll be on the show for a long time. Aaron too. I think Aaron too.
I mean, I give, Jenna a lot of props for, how she reacted to everyone, kind of piling in on her. But then also opening up a little bit more too. I give her a lot of props because she's an interesting housewife. I still cannot put my finger on her. But that's not a bad thing.
She's an anomaly. Isn't that what Aaron said? But the ladies have breakfast, and Sai opens up about her mom. Like, we're just getting to know all the women. And I love this part about the bringing on new housewives. You know, you just get to know new people. And she's talking about how her mom was an alcoholic and how she passed away alone, but like, well, not alone. She had a heart attack alone in the park, and she had to take her off life support or whatever. It was so sad. But it's also like really sweet to hear how Sai handled it and her thoughts on it and how she doesn't, you know, blame her and understands that it was a disease. And it's nice to see that seems like she's had some gone through some work to make sure she can get through that to be successful in her life and with her kids. And like hearing her and Jenna talking about saying I love you, you know, and how she says that they just didn't get that from their moms. That's just so sad. Breaks my heart. But I love that it didn't. I mean, Jenna's obviously struggling with that still, but Sai is able to really see that and push to make sure she doesn't do that. It's really nice. And there's just so much sighing. Like I'll tell you what I do not like about Sai. It's her confessional look, that jean tank, boxy tank top look. Like, I really don't like that at all. At all, at all. It's very uncomfortable. It's very boxy. I don't like it.
Yeah, there's a couple of looks between all of them and their confessionals that I'm just like not a fan of at all. But yeah, that's also one of them. But I liked Sai being so open because I feel like she kind of puts on a bit of a like a hard exterior. Like she's, too tough, doesn't give a fuck type of attitude, which, it was nice to see a little, softer side of her. I don't know if that's even the right word, but it was nice to see her be a little more kind of why she is the
Vulnerable.
way that she is. Yeah.
But they go on and they have a beach day. They get pictures. It's cute. I love that. God, I love that. Then they have lunch and things kind of happen. Because Sai, I think, asks Brynn about her love life, and Brynn goes on to talk about that on an intake form she had to write the names of the guys that she would need, that she would use for sperm to get whatever it's called. I don't remember, embryos. And instantly, Aaron's like, that's a lie. That's not how that happens. I'm a girl's girl. I'm a girl's girl. That's not how it happened. Oh, it is so funny. I don't know if it is like what's the truth, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know, but let's say she is lying or embellishing is what they came. What I just have a problem with is that Erin says all that, and but then to her face, she's like, oh, I was just kidding. Like, I was like, girl, what do you mean you were not just kidding. First, you were like, stand on it. Like, don't. But then, and I'm like, come on. And then you're like, it's kind of weird she would lie about something like that. And then I was dying at the fact that she said, when Bryn said, there's lots of things I could lie about. And Aaron said, yeah, and I'll find that out next or something. Like, oh, I'm gonna find that out next or something like that. It's like, okay. Like, and Brent's like, okay, that's weird, but okay. Like, Aaron's coming for it, you know?
Well, I mean, it wasn't even just, shit talking in the confessional. She's two people down from Bryn at the table saying that's not right at all. Like you said, I don't know what the truth is behind it. But it was kind of funny. Aaron's a bit of a pot stirrer, which I
Like
kind of
a
thought
active.
it's what I thought she was gonna be when the season
I thought
started.
she'd be sneakier, but she's really not. Like, she's like a, which I like that better, but I'm just
Yeah,
shocked.
what I will say about this cast, what they say in confessional, they will say straight to their faces.
Yeah, they don't care
Yeah.
at all. And they just filmed the reunion, or they're filming the reunion. So I'm very excited. Jessel's first chair, which is awesome.
Which would
I
have
think.
thought from episode one, not me.
I'm assuming Erin is the other first chair. I
She
can't remember.
is.
Yeah. Who was your favorite of this episode?
I'm gonna give it to our girl Jenna. You know,
Yeah.
She's just always doing something different. And like I said, I can't quite put my finger on what she is, but I like it.
Me too. I really like Jenna. I'm gonna give it to Uba, actually. I'm gonna give it to Uba. She always holds her own. She doesn't side with people just because there are thoughts, because it was from a friend. She just goes with what she knows is right. And I love her hot sauce. So yeah, Uba hot. I am excited for tonight's episode because we're gonna see Cy versus Jessel, and we're gonna see Aaron versus Jessel. We're gonna see Uba versus Aaron.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna be pretty great.
Yeah.
And I am really, really excited. But we must be coming up to the end. We must not have that many more episodes if they're filming the reunion now. Right?
No. Yeah. Which is sad. I feel like it just started.
I know. But it's okay because we have Real Housewives of Salt Lake. We have Southern Charm. We are all Bravo right now. Currently mm-hmm. all Bravo. So
I'm great. I'm fine with. I love Bravo.
Yeah. Bravo is consistent. We mm-hmm. like that. We love a consistent, good shows. Winter House is starting up, so I'll be tuning into that. Mm-hmm. But I'm not as like excited about that, but Southern Charm I am very excited to talk about. So I might talk a little Winter House about in that if it rolls over.
Yeah, for sure. Same. It's just that show is too hard to do episode by episode rehashing.
All filler.
Yeah. It's nice to do a quick recap. Especially with, you know, Southern Charm and Summer House, it's a crossover between those shows, and now Vanderpump is in the mix. So it's an easy way to kind of throw that in there. But this Winter House, I'm pretty sure everything from the past season of Vanderpump already had. Oh no, they filmed
it was
literally
right after. It's 2 weeks
right
after
Scandival,
they said.
Scandival happened. That's right.
Yeah, 2 weeks after Scandival, and because Sandoval was supposed to go,
and then
he was pulled.
Yeah,
but you know they talk about it. Yeah, I wish you watched Below Deck because there's some really good people on Below Deck that are on Winter House. I might encourage you to watch some Below Deck. I love Below Deck, and I always encourage people actually to watch from the beginning, and people say no because there's too many seasons. It is worth it.
Okay.
It's very different from the beginning from how it is now, but it's all good. But yeah, anything else before we go?
No, just don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Rehash Trash and on Instagram at Trash Rehash.
Yes, go follow us, and until next time, bye.